Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, Attention All Agents Wishing to Sell Businesses, was created by the Australian College of Professionals on the 23rd of March 2018. The New South Wales property industry reforms are set to come into force later this year, and with their implementation, we will see the removal of the business agents category of license and the certificate of registration. All business agents will have to transition to real estate certificates and licenses, which will be subject to a grace period, which should be better explained once the regulations have been finalised. In the second reading of the bill on the 21st of November 2017, Matt Keane, Minister for Innovation and Better Regulation, stated the following. The buyer's agent's licence, the business agent's licence and the on-site residential property manager's licence will all be integrated into one licence, the real estate agent's licence. Holders of the licences to be merged will be grandfathered onto the real estate agent's licence with appropriate restrictions so that their business operations will not be affected. The required competency units for the Certificate for and Property Services Real Estate that must be completed to obtain the real estate agent's licence under the new framework will be revised to ensure they reflect the wider functions that these licence holders may undertake. Current holders of the licence types to be integrated will be grandfathered onto a real estate agent's licence. This will avoid any interruption to routine business operations from the licensing reforms. The range of activities for grandfathered licence holders will be restricted unless they complete the additional competency units required to qualify for a full real estate agent's licence, which will be required in the revised qualification order. This sentiment in the second reading speech is reflected in the bill which has been passed by both Houses of Parliament, as the functions detailed for a real estate agent include business agent functions. So, what we do know is, to get your real estate license in the future will be more complex and will involve not just obtaining your Certificate for and Property Services Real Estate, but will also require a demonstrated ability or competence in the areas of real estate, that is, property management and sales. You will need to be able to show your experience levels in both areas, not just have your licensee in charge tick a box to suggest that you have that experience. It will not be an easy process for those of you working on a business agent certificate of registration to obtain a property license. You will not generally have that property management experience or property sale experience, as your business agent certificate of registration does not allow you to do these functions. Our recommendation is, if you are a business agent holding a business agent certificate of registration, commence your studies to the Certificate for and Property Services Real Estate as soon as you can to enable you to apply for your license before the reforms come into force. To obtain this qualification, the Australian College of Professionals are able to offer a number of options ranging from in-class to online study, as well as government funding options for those who qualify. We also offer recognition of prior learning, RPL, and recognition of current competence, RCC, which may assist you in reducing the amount of modules you will be required to complete to obtain that qualification.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.